Hey everybody, this is Rondo Pilsner here with Heritage Information Radio. You know, it was almost time for the annual shareholders meeting at the Heritage Information Radio headquarters in Norwich, Connecticut. You see, each year, the CEO general manager of the station makes an announcement about how well the station's been doing and what direction and strategy they'll take for the upcoming year. And since I own 2 shares of stock in that station, well, I thought it would be proper for me to head up to Norwich and hear about things directly from the man in charge. As it turns out, my truck was in for repairs that week, but Skeeter let me use his old junker pickup, and he bet me a case of beer that I couldn't get it up to Connecticut and back, so I took that bet. His truck did okay till I stopped putting water in the radiator every 2 hours. I got all the way up to a place called New London, Connecticut, when Skeeter's truck started acting up. I pulled over just before I got to the Gold Star Memorial Bridge, and there, standing on top of that bridge, wearing some kind of weird Ponce de Leon hat, was none other than the CEO General Manager of Heritage Information Radio, Kevin Harkins. He was saying something, but I couldn't make out what it was. The crowds were forming at the base of the bridge, the traffic was snarled, and it looked like they were all in a panic. Oh man, I figured I need to do something. So I grabbed Skeeter's bullhorn, and I jumped out of the car, ran to the base of the bridge. Kevin was looking down, he was saying something I still couldn't make it out. So I turned on the bullhorn, and I looked up and said,
"Kevin Harkins, don't jump."
Well, once the crowd heard me say don't jump, more panic started setting in, and you could hear some of them freaking out, saying things like, "Is he going to jump?" And, "Oh my, he might jump, somebody call the police." It seemed to fall to me to talk him down, so I held up the bullhorn again, and I said,
"Kevin Harkins, life is worth living. Heritage Information Radio is fantastic. Please don't jump."
Now the crowd was growing and panicking, and this woman ran up to me and cried, "You've got to go after him. Don't let him jump. Go up there and get him." It's at this point where I've got to admit that I do not like heights. But that woman was so upset and so convincing that I just started climbing up that bridge support. It seemed like hours, but it was only really minutes before I reached the platform where Kevin Harkins was standing. I was sweating, scared, and I really didn't know what I was going to say to him to convince him not to jump. But when I got to the top, I turned to face him, and he was just standing there laughing and as calm as a cucumber. He turned towards me and calmly said, "Hey, Rondo, nice to see you. You know, my father helped design and build this bridge. And every year on this day, I do a 3.5 back dive off the bridge support as a salute to him. See you tonight at the meeting." At which point, he dove off the bridge and executed a perfect 3.5 back dive into the water. I couldn't believe it. You know, you just never know about all the talent that some people have. And it was at that moment that I realized that I was stuck on top of a tall bridge support by myself with no easy way down. But just then, some guy at the bottom of the bridge had found my bullhorn, pointed it up towards me and shouted,
"Hey, mister, don't jump."
This is Rondo Pilsner for Heritage Information Radio.